Wizard of Whiskey presents Swig and Ramble, the podcast for the modern age. Join our host for all of the shenanigans, featuring Justin Corey, Smoke Show Violet Smith, the vivacious Nicole Woolsey, the ever fabulous Aaron Gore, and their special guests as we journey together with hedonism in our hearts and a drink in our hand. Adult language used. Listener beware. Cheers, darling.
Hey there, Ramblers. Welcome back to the Swig and Ramble After Dark, the podcast where we pair potent pours with even stronger opinions. I'm Violet, your unapologetically loud-mouthed, non-alcoholic feminist, and tonight we're diving into the deep end. Episode 2, Abort the Patriarchy. Yes, you heard me. I'm here today with the illustrious, lovable Nicole and that one guy, Justin, who will sit here and mansplain to us today. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty good. Tonight, what's in my glass is Dr. Pepper coconut because they brought it back for the summer and I mixed it with coconut rum and it's amazing. But something kind of soured my mash tonight because I just read an article about Mike Lee introducing a bill to basically ban pornography and now my blood's kind of boiling. So what's in your glass, Violet?
Oh, I've got a big old glass of water tonight. I
Nice.
slept a lot today, so I figured I should only be drinking water tonight. And really, the only thing that's been souring my mash this week is how confusing being a woman is.
I feel that.
That's, the fact that all of our symptoms can be either one, pregnancy or period. That one's really killing me right now.
Or menopause.
Exactly.
It
so
never
I'm
ends.
just it really yeah it just is never gonna end, and a woman's life will always be a confusing situation, and that's where I'm at. How about you, Justin?
First of all, hello ladies. A podcast is a group of people who get to I'm not going to mansplain what a podcast
is. Oh, thank you.
In my glass today, I have a VSOP cognac from Celt, and I'm pairing that with a little bit of chocolate left over from Easter because I went nuts at Costco when this stuff was like the giant bags of the little mini Cadbury egg things.
Yeah, you have to.
I hid a bag for my wife and I ain't even gonna lie. I bought
I'm
that
working on
and
the
I hid it.
Giant bag of $1.99 Twizzlers.
Nice. There are few things that pair better with cognac than chocolate. It is such a good pairing. It's fun in the mouth. It's
Interesting.
A lot of fun stuff. What sours my mash is something that's been bothering me for years now. It is the female obsession with investigation discovery.
Oh, yes.
Or like murder shows or docuseries about murder. It's always the girl who's the life of the party. Everybody loved her. She doesn't come home one day and everybody's freaking out. Next thing you know, the town's out searching for her. 3.5 years later, they realize it was the boyfriend because of some new random receipt that he paid for him, up in, Wachahatchee, whatever. And it drives me nuts. My wife, my sister, my mother, almost every woman in my life that I know and I've spoken to will fall asleep to this shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
they'll put it on and then they'll fall asleep.
I was just listening to one to fall asleep to.
I don't, maybe it's the dulcet tones. I don't know what it is, but
I don't know what, because I listened to like YouTube ones. It's just girls talking about it. Two females I listen to fall asleep.
There's my favorite
it's
murder.
So interesting.
Oh yeah. There's all kinds of podcasts about it. Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered. It's I think my favorite murder. It's my wife.
I ordered that for somebody once. Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered.
Nice.
I think that's why I like it so much. It's like my toxic trait is thinking like I would be smarter than this. I would not do that.
Yeah, I think it's also like some weird, like, maybe like every woman, it's something we all fear. So, yeah, if we are,
it's like mentally preparing for every scenario.
It's and I was actually stood up for a date once because the guy found out how into all of it that I was, and I was like 14 or 15, I think it was 15.
Oh,
And I
wow.
waited
Concerning.
all day for this date, and then the guy finally texted me later and was like, "Yeah, you're really kind of strange. You're into all the serial killer stuff." And I was like,
Like, I'm not a serial killer.
"I'm
I'm just
not
learning
what? I
about
just."
it.
And I've always found the mind of serial killers and stuff more interesting. Like, I wanted to go into that field of work.
Yeah.
Like, mind hunter type shit.
I don't really know why it's therapeutic, though, because I do, like, it calms me. Maybe because I'm like, oh, my life's not that bad.
That's another one. It's kind of like how people say that with reality shows too. Like, when you watch, like, Maury or Springer and all that kind of stuff.
It makes you feel less
It
bad
makes
about
you
yourself.
feel better that you're not like, I got problems, but not that kind of
Right.
problems. So yeah,
Yeah, I'll just keep mine.
it's like a
Like,
mix of things like that.
then you
Also,
just can let it go and go to sleep and not really
I
worry
want to
about it as
say it
much.
could be something about all. I know I'm a gossip. I love listening to everything.
Yes. Oh,
So it's
yeah.
another way to like get into people's lives and like really like learn something you shouldn't really know about.
Yeah, true.
That makes sense. Okay, I see it now. I think the one thing that concerns me when my wife starts taking notes. It's like, oh,
That
I can use this bleach instead of this. And
one?
I'm
How to
like,
bury a body
what do you
101.
mean? And yes, like
I sent a reel to my boyfriend the other day that was like, did you know there's an area in Yellowstone that's literally like not, there's no law, like there's nothing punishable there. I'm like,
I think there's one in
this is
Nevada
where I would
too.
go. And he's like, what? What do you mean? I'm just saying. It's not a warning or anything. It's not a threat. I'm gonna keep that for my own information.
Don't
I
go to
actually have
Yellowstone, I think is the answer.
I have this book sitting right on my table all the time. A Choice of Crimes.
Nice.
Well,
Along
speaking of
with
things that are
like
now
evidence.
crimes.
Yes, I heard another funny one too. What's yours? Pornography.
Yeah.
Mine is.
I've heard that it's illegal to own pleasuring penetrative devices in Alabama. I heard it on a comedy sketch today, and it was real though. Like, passed a bill that you can't have dildos or dildonts now.
Wow.
Having been through Alabama and having met some people from Alabama, I can say that those people are, in fact, dildos. All right.
Not
So
enough already.
speaking of other things that are now illegal, today we are talking about abortion,
Yes. Yeah.
bodily autonomy, freedom,
The big
and
one.
absolute gaslighting, handmade level bullshit that has been shoved down our throats by the people who wouldn't know a uterus from a unicorn. You mentioned Mike Lee. I think he's one of those.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. This episode is going to be messy. It's going to be raw. Let's talk a little bit about what the fuck happened. Talk about some books. Talk about, our system. Talk about the crap. And let's do it. I'm going to drink some cognac and eat some chocolate. So I'm going to let's jump in. Thoughts on Roe v. Wade? Let's start there. Let's go to the beginning.
All right. Well, thoughts on the overturning of it, obviously, give them a big fat F. Yeah, we need that shit.
Yeah, it affects so much.
It does.
I don't think people realize the implications of it, really.
They definitely don't. Let's talk a little bit about bodily autonomy. It's harder for me to sort of understand these things because I've never been. There are very few laws passed that saying I can't do something with
Right.
my body.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not breaking an existing law, I'm pretty much good to go. There was an interesting case a few years back, Wisconsin v. Kaiser. This young girl was sexually trafficked. That's a removal of bodily autonomy. I would say that's just, we call it sex trafficking. Call it what you want, but it's rape. It's slavery. It's sexual slavery. It's you call it trafficking all you want, but it's sexual slavery and it's consistent rape. Eventually, she kills her rapist, and then she's punished. I'm gonna say this. That's not okay.
There was another girl that happened to as well. Is it Cynthia something?
I think so.
It starts getting really messy when the government starts telling people what they can and can't do with their own, like, because we live in a free country, quotations, because is it really? If that's the case, if the government starts telling everybody what they can and can't do, like here in Utah, they just banned flavored vapes. They've, like, I mean, it's not just, it's all kinds of things, but it just starts getting really, really messy.
It does.
My state is what, because I'm in Utah. There's a lot of things that they don't allow here, mostly because the Mormon Church pretty much runs the government as it is. So, like, you can't buy alcohol in regular stores. You can't. There's some ridiculous laws, but
My mom just learned about the soda consumption there.
yeah, it's well, and the whole flavored vape thing. Everybody's freaking out right now because they're all
That one's
traveling to the.
crazy.
They're going to the border over to Wendover and buying them anyways, but now they're thinking about banning just the possession of them. And I'm like, okay, so now that we're getting rid of, people's right to choose what they can do with their own bodies, abortion's a massive one. That's huge. But then it filters into so many other little things in life that everything's getting chipped away.
Yeah, once you start taking one thing away, it's okay to take other things away. And you're taking the big thing away first, so it's going to be easier to take all the little stuff away.
And then there isn't freedom. Then we're just being controlled till everybody's telling what you can and can't do.
And side note, that girl's name was Cyntoia Brown. Cyntoia Brown Long. She spent 15 years in jail for killing her pimp. And she was a like 16, I think. So,
She should have gotten a fucking award.
she waited till he was asleep.
Oh, at least
So
she was
they're
humane about it. Like,
right,
she gave him more than he gave her.
But yeah, and I've just always said if we don't allow abortion, we're going to have more young girls dead. And that's just it, because people are going to try to give themselves abortions. They're going to go places that are just giving them and don't know what's going on. They'll lie and hide the pregnancy and then have babies everywhere.
Well, you
And then
already
on
see
the,
people putting babies in trash cans and all kinds of
yeah,
stuff. Like,
we already have so many ways to not do that, and people are already doing it because they're so scared. And I think I've been thinking about it more. And I think the root of it all is always going to be, for me, sexual education and lack thereof. If schools aren't giving good sexual education, parents aren't talking to their kids, sex is way too taboo, and then kids get pregnant. And then what do you do if
They
there's
hide
no
it.
abortion? And they hide it. I was given permission to give some of a story of my mom. She was adopted, and her mother was 13 when she got pregnant and hid it until she was 14, like till like a month out, And my mom had to be adopted and all that. And it was great for her, but that's not the story for everyone. And then we're going to have way more kids in a foster care and needing homes, and we already don't have that. We already don't have enough social workers per child, that we have horrendous things happen to children being put back in families they shouldn't and being put into families they shouldn't in general. It's going to completely snowball into something terrible in my mind.
Well, and even you have the people that it was going as far as people that were having spontaneous miscarriages. They weren't even choosing to have an abortion, but they were getting punished, and the threat
Yes.
being there that, they could be punished by something that just happened to their body. Like,
Yeah. You can have a chemical pregnancy. You can have so many things you can go, and then yeah, and then also things that could just go wrong that could hurt your body. That what if you won't make it? And then neither of you make it again. Like,
Well, and it puts
it's
such a like almost like a shame type of thing on
yeah.
people when, we don't know everybody's story. People get to the place that they are for a reason and the things that they go through, and it's never easy. I don't think people ever make the decision lightly. And so
Right.
then
Oh,
you
God.
put them through all kinds of traumatic, like mental stress, and then there's a lack of health care and help afterwards, and
I've
it's a
always said
tough place.
if you were to ever ask a woman, any woman who's had an abortion, if she doesn't think about it every day, like that's not just a willy-nilly thing you go do, like going and getting a shot or, like you don't think about that. But you think about this. It's not. Me grab my punch card. I hate when people act like that. Like, oh, they're just using it as birth control. It's like, that's literally, first of all, impossible. What? Like,
You raised an interesting one. I mean, they're all interesting, and it is terrifying to think that 50 years ago there was a fight for bodily autonomy. We won it, and then we lost it. So,
yeah, make it make sense.
speaking of miscarriage punishments, Brittany Poolaw was 19 years old. She miscarried. On October 5th, 2021, a 20-year-old Native American woman named Brittany Poolaw was convicted by an Oklahoma jury of a manslaughter for the death of her 17-week-old non-viable fetus.
That's insane.
It is absolutely, it's a pathetic overreach of
Oh, yeah.
not just government overreach, but again, I've been through Oklahoma. I was born and raised in the South. And men, and I can't even really call them men, because any man who would actually vote for something like this, who would actually say we should have a law that punishes a child
Yeah.
for miscarrying, for a
For
medical,
unfortunate
issue,
net medical thing. Yeah.
should these are not men, these are cowards to me.
Yeah.
I want to bring back a word that we use a lot on regular Swig and Ramble, which is twat waffle.
Yeah.
These boys, because they're not men, any man,
No.
any guy, any male, any Mike Lee or Trump or any of these dumb fucks who think they can control women in the way that they are doing, they're twat waffles. They're not men, plain and simple. They're cowards. And we should remove their right to reproduce very, very quickly. And let's see how quickly abortion becomes legal. Like, anyway, yeah, it's a pathetic attempt, and I think that in this case,
And now this poor girl has this all on her, and she couldn't even probably grieve
yeah,
how she wanted to, or
there's no empathy for it at all.
and that's fucked. Like, immediately when you said 19 and had a miscarriage, like, I just felt for her, like, because that's horrible to go through. And instead, they're just gonna be like, yeah, you suck. Like, how's that gonna make her feel for the rest of her life then? How do you think she's gonna feel wanting to get pregnant again? Terrified.
This
Sorry.
is an egregious case. I and again, things like this really make my blood boil, because apparently the fetus, the non-viable fetus, by the way, was dated between 15 and 17 weeks. But at the time, Oklahoma hadn't restricted. There were still 3 weeks before their ban went into place. So this girl spent a year and a half in jail
Wow.
waiting to go to trial so that she could be charged with first degree murder, even though the law hadn't been passed.
That's insane.
This
It's
is
like
in
they waited until it was passed. They kept her in jail and then was like, oh,
other
see?
words, Miss Poolaw could not have been prosecuted for aborting her fetus, yet she sat in jail for 1.5 years waiting for trial for killing her fetus and is now subject to a 4-year sentence for murder in the first degree. First of all, murder in the first degree should not be used for something like this.
No.
Number one, and number two, that's way too little bit of time for murder in the first degree. Murder in the
So
first
that's
degree means something, and 4 years is way too long.
so what that also would mean to me then if we get rid of abortion and girls start giving themselves then because they're way more scared of that than what prison?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I guess I'll go to prison. Like
So
better
yeah,
than
the
being in a
Supreme Court.
situation I don't want to be in.
You guys want to talk about the Supreme
Like
Court? Should we talk about
what?
it? You guys want to talk about the Supreme Court? Should we talk
Oh,
about
Supreme
those asshats?
Court. Let's do it.
So the one thing that the conservative, and I would love to get your take, by the way, you live in a conservative state. I don't. I live in the most liberal fucking state that's ever existed, which is great, and I'm happy to be so.
I guess Ohio is, isn't
Ohio is.
it?
Mo
That's weird.
People think, oh, it's purple. No.
I think my area, I'm in Cincinnati, and I think there.
It's right on that what almost
Yeah.
Kentucky border thing. It's
Yep.
yeah.
And Indiana.
Evansville right there. Whoa, whoa. And then of course we have the most conservative state,
Yeah.
Utah.
Yeah.
So I'd love to
It's
hear
fun
your
living here, let me tell you. Oh,
I bet.
you said the Mormon religion like runs the government already, yeah? Like
Oh, it's they claim they don't, but most of the
you're right.
legislators are Mormon, so the way that they vote is because of how they believe.
Right, yeah,
And
because
shove it down all of our throats. I used to be Mormon, so you know.
Exactly.
It's wild.
You know the best of it.
Well, after leaving, I was like, holy shit, how is this okay? Because when I was in the church, I was like, oh, it's fine. They're, you know, whatever. But after, I'm like, it really is hard to live here if you're not a member of the church.
Yep.
That's insane to me.
I was wondering how it is now being out of the church, still living there.
Yeah, it's way harder. Like the whole
Yeah.
separation of church and state thing does not exist here.
No, and it's barely existing anywhere else.
Yeah.
Ugh. But yeah.
Let's talk about how this was set up. We had essentially, and again, this is my liberalism coming out, but we had essentially an unelected person in the Oval Office from January of 2017 onward. That person got to select two members of the Supreme Court, both painstakingly unqualified, uber conservative, and with almost no legal pedigree. For those listeners out there, if you're on the conservative side, please, you know, you can call in 1-800 fuck off. You're welcome to send us a message, obviously, Justin at Swig and Ramble. I won't give you Violet or Nicole's emails. But you can bring it on, motherfuckers. I'm happy to honestly. We're also happy to hear the other perspective. So if you want to come on and talk to us about your views, that's cool too. I'm not kidding. That's 100%. We're down. But
Adult conversations.
adult conversations, you're gonna be respectful. I mean, I'm not gonna be, but you're gonna be. So let's talk a little bit about Amy Comey Barrett, a scary, soulless example of someone who should not have ever been in her position. That is not an anti-woman thing to say. That is an anti-conservative thing to say. And I want to clarify that because we had this problem under Bush. I'm old enough to remember Monica Goodling was a barely out of law school, and she went to not Trump's law school, but what is the other one? Regency Law School. a non-existent, non-accredited bullshit law school. She graduated, and in the next year, Bush got elected. This know-nothing person, and don't get me wrong, there's nepotism on every side, but was at one point, 1 year out of law school, she was the number three person at the Justice Department. Had never tried a case, had never been in court. Amy Comey Barrett's only case prior to being elected to the Supreme Court, being chosen for the Supreme Court, I shouldn't say elected, being installed on the Supreme Court, was helping George W. Bush take Florida. She was on the legal panel, the legal defense team, and that's almost everyone who's on the Supreme Court now on the Republican side were those who helped crush the Florida decision. John Roberts, Amy Comey Barrett. Fuck's the other guy's name? Neil Gorsuch? I want to say three out of the current four, maybe even Sam Alito, was on the legal team in 2000, crushing the trying to fight against Gore, Al Gore. So anyway, politics aside, this is how you play the long game. You set up with people who are unqualified, who are going to be. And you mentioned, Utah being, a Mormon-controlled state, and it is. The government was founded by, oh, not Joseph Smith, Brigham Young. Sorry,
Brigham Young, yeah.
yeah, Smith was already dead. It's actually a very interesting story. I'd love to tackle that one day, but that's not
Yeah.
this episode's about. It's a sad sort of fascist, slow-moving coup, I think people used to call it. You take these types of people. So they set it up decades ago, knowing that eventually Roe v. Wade would be at the forefront again. And two of them, I think, I want to double check. I don't want to misspeak. I want to say it was Neil Gorsuch. I know Amy Comey Barrett shouldn't be there, and I know Neil Gorsuch was the same. Yeah, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. Yeah.
Utah's Mormon.
So what's your name? I mean, Gorsuch is an asshole. Denver, Colorado. How did you become such an asshole? Oh my God. I gotta share this picture with you guys. I'm very scared right now.
Just got jump scared.
I'm very scared right now. Look at that.
Yeah,
This crazy
I
bitch.
looked her up too, and I was like, whoop.
I just did too.
Back woman. I'd like a vampire. Holy shit. I mean, and Neil Gorsuch is just no, no prize either. But yeah, no. So anyway,
I was looking up these people too, just to like.
yeah, I'm pretty sure the four, either three of the four or all four of the past four conservative justices were all part of that legal team. I think it was only three, though. But at
Are any
least.
of those people also search for one of those four? Because sometimes they all go together. You scroll down a little to the right.
Yeah. People also search for it. So Ketanji Brown Jackson, John Roberts. I know he was involved. I'm trying to remember whether he's an actual, whether it was Sam Alito who was the other one. I don't remember
Yeah.
if Sam Alito was. Anyway, it's not important, but this is how you set up. I mean, it is important, but this is how you set up a
Yeah.
slow moving coup. This is how you set these things up. They both, Gorsuch and Barrett, lied under oath during their congressional hearings that when asked about Roe v. Wade, when asked, they both said it is the law of the land and that it was not overturnable. Overturnable? I don't know if that's a word. I don't care.
We're rolling with it.
Yeah. They both lied. And sure enough, when the Dobbs decision came down, people were flabbergasted. Not just flabbergasted, but my wife, I'm trying to remember if I was married at, I was married at the time. Yes, 3 years almost, or th after 3 years, who is a domestic violence attorney, not doing domestic violence, like fighting against domestic violence.
Right, small.
Basically regaled me with all of the things that will change because you guys, touched on this earlier. It's not just abortion. Abortion rights, Roe v. Wade itself, the law set up a marriage, set up several other title laws, set up several other laws to be passed. So it is eventually going to destroy the very heart of who we are supposed to be. I'm not going to say who we are because we're a fa at the moment we're a fascist dictator and a bunch of dumb fucks who are so grotesquely unqualified. I wouldn't trust any of these assholes with a potato gun. But that is beside the point.
On the domestic abuse side, that the overturning, it just, I'm sure people who are in tough relationships, if they get pregnant now, way harder to go get that figured out, and not have a baby with an abusive person.
It's
Or,
that's pretty scary. The fact that, again, and I had this conversation on a podcast last year, where we're discussing the widow Clicquot, who was from Veuve Clicquot. Someone had written a book, Rebecca Rosenberg, amazing author, brilliant woman, great soul, and we were talking about laws, and it was only until you're both, I think, too young. I think you were both not born yet. When women in the United States could actually open a business checking account.
that's a big one.
I
I'm
was only a few
97,
years
so
old when this happened.
I'm not.
Speaking
I'm
back, I'm like,
97.
fuck, like that's insane. Like women have always their rights have always been the easiest to take. And I don't understand. Frankly, I
You
don't
still
understand
have
women
to.
who vote for this. So
Some doctors still make you ask your husband before you get your tubes tied. A lot still won't let you get your tubes tied unless your husband says it's okay, because what if he wants another baby? What if he's not done?
how do I put it delicately? He can go somewhere else.
Sucks is hard.
I did have to sign off on my husband's vasectomy, so I don't know if
No, that
that's a
is, I
Utah
mean,
thing though, but
right, but like either way, it is kind of
it's
silly.
still
Like,
weird. Yeah. So it's
so
like, why? It's his body, not like.
yeah, it's another one,
Like his body, his choice. If it's my body, my choice, then why?
He wants to get it. Hell, his can get reversed if he wants. Sometimes they just do it themselves.
I'm glad we segued into men because, as you know, they are the most important part of this conversation.
Oh, well, yes.
I did pick up a book called
Yes.
Surrendering the Heart of a Father, A Man's Guide to Abortion Recovery. There's a lot of interesting sort of, it's a notebook almost. There's some stuff in here where you can take notes and you can sort of like journal and stuff like that. I have not experienced this myself. It's interesting. There's some things here in it, and I will say it's a very conservative leaning book. It's a Bible book. I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not gonna bash Bible
Yes.
in this episode anyway. I'm not gonna bash religion yet. Stay tuned. The answer is even well. Hold, sorry. How do men deal and cope with a past abortion? The answer is a multiple is in multiple ways. This isn't even written in English. Men experience many emotions and start acting out in multiple ways to deal with the pain, guilt, and grief, and inability to protect their child, including, I would like to say before we go any further on this, it's not a child. Abortion is a medical procedure and it is not performed on children. It is performed on typically non-viable fetuses or fetuses, which is a collection of cells. Okay, so stuffing feelings, no feeling, alcohol abuse, anxiety, withdrawing, struggle with close relationships, drug use, depression, cynicism, or anger issues. These are just describing me. Multiple unhealthy relationships, no motivation to excel, feeling like failure, low self-worth, and disdain for women. Men who originally agreed or even pressed for abortion often bury their feelings and behavior by justifying their decision, not so different from women. Here are a few common rationalizations. It was
That first
legal.
one. In that first one, it was legal and best for everyone.
It was legal and best for everyone. We can't afford a child right now. Do you really think there are young for abortion is most common in 14 to 20-year-olds. Do you really think these kids are out there fucking going, oh gosh, I'm doing the numbers on my abacus and I really just can't afford a baby right now. I mean, what am I gonna do? You know, Bill's got the. Are you
Yeah,
fucking
15-year-old, like, gosh, dang it, my Wendy's job will
right?
never.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, if I
Well,
only had
yes.
health insurance or, you know, more than $4 an hour.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking. Anyway, we can't afford a baby right now. Everyone has abortions. It's not a big deal. That I would agree with. It's not a big deal. It's not your fucking business. The timing wasn't right to get married. We hardly knew each other. Then they'll be fucking. I'm sorry. I can't believe I'm saying this. If you don't know each other well enough to have a fucking child or an abortion, don't be fucking. My,
Or,
I'm not gonna drop my mic because it's super expensive and it will break my desk. Mic drop.
well, I'm all for like sexual liberation, doing it up and all that. But if you're grown up enough to have sex and know the implications of what comes with sex, you should be,
See, and
it's
I'm gonna
you
take
should
a
expect
different
that.
stance on it a little bit because
I
I
mean, you
do.
should expect that with any partner you're going to sleep with, that they could possibly get pregnant.
And I come more from the empathetic side of it because I did used to work at a hospital with new moms and babies, and I did see a lot of dads that would grieve infant loss, baby loss, all those things. And I don't necessarily think it was like. Because it isn't their body, their choice, but some of them do fall in love with the potential of being a dad. So I do see where
Yes.
it's the mental health part of that, and because it isn't their choice, and that there is a lot that really do struggle with that because, you know, maybe they wanted that potential, and because it isn't their choice, I can see why a lot really struggle with that decision too.
No, I fully understand. I agree with that as well.
There is 100%, and this is not an anti-abortion stance, please don't misunderstand me. There is a 100% evolutionary drive that has not died out in a man's brain. Ooh, I see that. Me want that. Me hump that. It's sad. It's insane to think that we haven't gotten past that, but we really truly haven't. And I'm not saying that it is, I'm not saying it's okay for men to control women's bodies because it's not.
Call it
But
monkey brain side.
there is still that sort of lizard brain, monkey brain side of the evolutionary spectrum that makes men insane.
And I think us ladies have that monkey brain sometimes too. I know sometimes all I want to do is be barefoot and pregnant.
Like a whole bunch of my subs have breeding kinks. So, like,
I do.
I mean, that very human raw part
Yes.
does exist, and sometimes that's hard to find the balance. And I think that's why there needs to be a conversation on both sides with both genders, just for that reason. Like,
And that's another way straight back into my we need better sexual education overall,
Exactly.
including abortion education in that sexual education at 15, 14. Kids gotta know that if you have sex, boys, if you have sex with a girl and she gets pregnant, she may not want to keep it, and these boys need to have like learn that then instead of it being thrown on them as an adult.
That's what I have four sons, and I tell them all the time, look, sex is fun and all those things, but
We're gonna do
it's also
it.
really heavy because you literally have the power to create a child, and there's a potential that you may not ever get to be a part of that child's life, depending on what goes on. Like it's a really heavy thing to
Yeah.
have,
And
but
that's
like.
why it always is good to try to pick somebody that you feel you're going to be with for the rest of your life, but things happen.
Yeah,
Life happens.
exactly.
And but yeah. And that's yeah, I just if we just normalized talking about sex, I just feel that would change
Yeah.
so many things.
It taking the shame out of it, taking the like, oh, you're a bad person because you did this, this, or this, when really it's a very basic human need and function.
Yeah. I'm very close to my mom. I was talking to her about it all and how, like, she found out when I was 14 that I lost my virginity to another 14-year-old. And it's like his mom found out and she was so mad. And like, we weren't allowed to talk to each other. But she's, mom was like, I mean, it's something that everyone does. And to be mad at you for it is insane. You know, it's
That's
more, now let's talk about it. Do you need things, or, you know, should we get on birth control? Things like that, instead of like, you're a terrible person for this
yeah.
very human thing that everyone's going to do at some point. So
Yeah.
that's, yeah. And I appreciate that so much that I got that sexual education and the openness from my parents to talk about it.
Yeah, you're lucky. I got pulled
Yeah,
into
a lot of
bishop's
sin.
offices all the time,
Right, a
being
lot of
told
people
what a
don't.
horrible person I would be if I had unclean thoughts.
Right, yeah, right. I can't imagine how that would
I grew up to be
feel.
a porn star, so that really didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. That too. Like, how clearly.
Kind of backfired a little bit, I'd say.
And like, I'm sure people be like, well, it backfired for Violet too, because she's a porn star, but I think that it's, you know, I don't know, like, I think because I grew up with the sex knowledge and everything, I felt more comfortable getting into it and like just helped me know my body even more.
It's really freeing.
Yeah. I know what I like, I don't like.
Yeah.
And a lot of 27-year-old women can't even say that.
Well, and when you just get out of the shame culture itself and you can just look at things for what they really are, it's so much easier to show up in the world.
I'm
And
sure it's so freeing for you.
well, and just the judgments put on other people. Like, I can look at somebody and look at them for who they are as a real person, not what they've
Yes.
done. You know, and not,
Yes.
oh, you're so horrible because you had an abortion. It's like, how are you? How, you know, how do you
During that,
feel?
yeah, I just want
Yes.
to
Like,
hug
you know, you deserve to be loved no matter what.
you all. Yeah.
Like, and have access
People,
to healthcare
these people
and
constantly forget there is a whole other, well, there's a woman attached to this who was a girl at one point too, or is a girl right
yep.
now
Yep.
that is hurting and needs support.
I feel like society as a whole has just taken humanity out of society. We're just robots now. We don't, there's no empathy. There's no, you know, how did people get to where they are? What's the real root of it instead of
I have a
control
big
all the
feeling
time?
it's, yeah, I have a big feeling it's because people in like my generation aren't having babies as much. You know, most of my friends would be terrified to have a kid right now and tell me all the time. And we're all in our almost 30s getting up, you know, which is about the time most, you know, they think we're having babies. It's all lower because we can't afford anything. And mental health is crap. We never got to figure that out for ourselves, you know, like that kind of stuff. I've got friends that are that way, or just like, hey, I don't know. I would love to have a baby someday. Most of them just want to be an awesome aunt.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Mm-hmm.
This is, it may seem conspiratorial, but as part of the Southern strategy that was sort of pre and post Nixon, definitely got worse under Reagan. There were discussions, high level discussions, had even including the state level and the federal level, by conservatives to understand population. By denying abortion access around the country, is it part of the conservative strategy to, one, create, and I'm going to put people in different categories. I hate to do it, but I'm going to. Are they creating their own voters by forcing poor whites to have no access to abortion? And at the same time, criminalize and blame blacks for the same thing. You restrict access to everybody. Now what you have is both two poor groups of people, children. You create your own voters by forcing women, again, I shouldn't even say women, girls onto government assistance because they had a kid that they couldn't afford. In both sections, now you've got your voter, because most conservative voters in most states, like Kentucky, most of those in Ohio, the red parts of those states are rural, poor white voters. I'm talking
And
real
then it
demographics.
goes,
I'm not talking, this isn't out of my
yeah.
ass. This is actual data.
Because then it goes into like poor schooling, where you're gonna make people dumber, and that makes for an easier target for anything.
Is this part of the overall strategy for men to sort of continue to control the destiny of their own party? Because they create an enemy by forcing brown and black families to go through this, to have their children to be on the poor side, to be on government assistance, and then they can blame them. Oh, look at those people, they're on government assistance. You never hear, you know who never hear complain about welfare? My God, what the fuck is his name? I hate him. Turtle. Son of a bitch. The senator from Kentucky. Not Orrin Hatch. He's a different senator and a different
Was
party.
good. Yeah.
What the fuck is
All
his name?
I can think of was like Mike Pence in Indiana.
Mike Pence is horrible. He was actually president of Purdue when I was there. And he was shit even then. What the hell is that guy's name? I'm gonna type turtle senator, and I guarantee you.
It will come
Turtle
up.
Senator
Like he looks like a turtle. Is
Mitch
that
McConnell.
what you're
Mitch McConnell. Mitch
thinking?
the bitch. Moscow Mitch McConnell, the bitch.
Yeah.
McConnell. His
He's still
state.
kicking?
90. The fucker's still alive. I don't know how. You know, well,
I don't
how?
believe it. I
It's
don't know how
easy.
half of them are still alive.
I
That's part of the
genuinely, like,
problem.
I can't believe Strom Thurmond was
Yes,
alive
Turtle
when I was fucking
Boy.
born. Like, I'm like, how the fuck is that even possible? He was alive when all of us were born, and that's really sad.
He said,
So I literally just, you see, I Googled Turtle Senator, and this is what came up.
literally, first thing.
100%. But Mitch McConnell, his state of Kentucky, which produces some very fine bourbon whiskey, 95% of the welfare recipients are white.
That makes
95 of
a lot
the
of sense.
residents who vote conservative are white welfare recipients. So I'm wondering if it's part of a grander strategy, or am I just giving the conservatives too much credit?
I don't know if you heard of the new real ID situation that's screwing women over.
I did.
Yeah, that one's a fun one. Because I've been considering changing my last name, and now I'm like, oh, is it going to make everything else harder on me?
Yes, it is.
It's already hard.
I feel like that's going to be a great topic for another episode. Other sort of last final thoughts on abortion. I mean, should we talk about criminalizing doctors for performing medical procedures?
Oh, are they're doing that too?
There was a
I'm
case in
sure.
Ohio.
Hey.
But the child. And they do say child, because again, to me, anyone under the age of 20 is a child. But in this case, I want to say the girl was like 10.
What?
What? I'm pulling up. This is, I think this is Vanity Fair. Here we go. Tattooed on Caitlin Bernard's left foot is the image of a coat hanger and the words "trust women." The 38-year-old Indiana-based OBGYN got it years ago, and it was intended as a reminder of life before Roe v. Wade. Bernard has long paired her medical career with advocacy. Bernard is the doctor who gave a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio an abortion and spoke to the Indianapolis Star about the devastating case. Overnight, Bernard was forced into the glaring spotlight a martyr to one side and a villain to the other. I believe in this particular case, the issue was HIPAA. It was the privacy law, and not necessarily the actual performing of the abortion. That was the problem. But obviously, one side took issue with both. So thoughts? Should we? I mean, should we be forcing 10-year-old rape victims to have babies? I mean, I feel like I know the answer.
Right? I mean, I wish everyone knew that answer.
Seems like a pretty cut and dry thing, maybe.
That's insane, honestly.
But they went after the doctor. That's the whole point. Is you can't you so what you do in a fascist dictatorship, what you do in a when you have a despot in charge, or those who would seek despotism, which is what conservatism is in this country, what you have is you force people into fear, you take away their rights because they're afraid. You take away everyone else's rights to make sure that you can control them. And then you go after everyone who would perform those
Yep.
rights.
Well, there was the whole thing a few years ago when they were talking about, well, we'll just cross the border to a state that'll allow it. And then they were like, oh, well, we'll make that illegal too. Like, it's just, it comes down to control about all of it.
Us. And
It's just,
I was
it's.
reading the Caitlin Bernard thing.
It's a really slippery slope, and it's terrifying.
It really is. Oh, she worked at IU.
Do we each want to take a minute or two and go through maybe a final thought or two on abortion rights? Nicole,
I
I'll
think.
kick it over to you first, maybe. Oh. Unless Violet wants to go first, something.
I said overall, without abortion, we're going to have a lot more problems than abortion. That is my stance on it.
Yeah, I think that if we start telling people what they can and can't do with the big things, it's going to trickle down to even the small things, and then there isn't going to be any freedoms for anything. It's too big.
Well, as the man who gets to control everything, I
Yes.
say we end right there. All right. Well, thank you for joining another Swig and Ramble After Dark. This was episode two, Abort the Patriarchy. As a white dude, I feel like I can say this. Fuck those who are against abortion. It is sacrosanct. It is a right that all females must have. Hopefully, we can fix this in the future. Right now, I know it seems pretty hopeless with what's going on here in the country and around the world. A lot of fascism taken over, a lot of nationalism taken over, a lot of re-Nazification of the world. We'll get him eventually. Hopefully, without the need of other things, but we'll get him eventually. So, obviously no children are listening to this, but for those of you who are listening, keep your head up. Let's win some shit here.
Hell yeah.
Listen to the outro for all the socials and all that fun stuff, and join us, follow us, comment at us, email us, tweet us, Skywriter, whatever other communication forms you have,
Sure,
friend
your
bond.
pigeons might be needed eventually.
All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow us on all of the socials, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, and more. For more societal fuckery, hedonism, and maybe the occasional shirtless pic. Justin or Aaron's, of course.